And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to TatsBet. Go to TatsBet.com.
My old mate Jared Daffy's online. G'day, mate.
Hello, Ray.
Getting ready for a big day tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a big day at Rose Hill, isn't it? And we've got, well, I suppose it's sort of a minor meeting, but it's a big deal in Victoria with the Mornington Cup. It's their standalone meeting for the year. And those that aren't aware of it, the Mornington Cup winner actually gets, well, it's exempt for the ballot for the Caulfield Cup. So plenty of interest in that meeting, but it is all at Rose Hill. And the BMW, well, it looked a pretty open race on paper, but the punters have sorted this one out, Ray, because it's been a massive go for To The World, the Japanese runner, $2.60 to $2.15 already. So it's expected to win. We've had a little bit of success the last week or so trying to find a roughie for the day. And there is one there in the last at Rose Hill tomorrow, trained by Tony McAvoy in the Neville Selwood Stakes. Muro, $26 into $8.50. So a couple of these recently have landed those long price plungers. So that might be one for the each way punters if you can wait until the last. Muro.
What'd you say? 26 into 8?
26 into 8.50 already.
And Nick Hall, well, if you're right, he'll have a big day because he's riding the Japanese horse as well.
Yeah, good jockey.
Yeah, he knows his way around every race course in this part of the world as well. Now, no good talking about the election. I think from what you've told me, 101 on the Baird Liberal government.
$1.01. Although, let me say that after the Queensland election, I'm a bit apprehensive about saying it's a foregone conclusion, but this does look like a foregone conclusion, doesn't it?
Look, we've had a discussion about rugby league and the ratings are sensational on a Sunday afternoon with a live rugby league on Channel 9, but they're struggling to get backsides on seats. Phil Rothfield wrote a story this week that the crowds are down 15%, despite the fact last Friday night I was in Brisbane, they had 40,000 people there. What's the interest like on the punt with the rugby league?
It's a very good question because I always gauge a level of interest in anything, any sport at all, by the punt. How many people bet and how much they bet. NRL betting is down this year, Ray. Not by massive amounts, but it's definitely down on the corresponding time last year. And as each round has come along and there's more negative headlines after them, I think the betting's decreased, particularly on things that are really popular like first try scorers. There's a lot of disillusionment out there in the punting ranks.
Well, it's funny because, that'd be an interesting angle to look at. The crowd's down by that margin. Ratings up with the live TV on Sunday afternoon. But the punters are also shying away from it at the moment. We'll see whether it recovers in the coming weeks.
I actually spoke about this on our own network up on Radio Tab early in the week about they're sort of going down dangerous territory here with admitting mistakes that are costing teams wins and points. And because I don't think the day's far away where a losing punter will sue for a mistake. It happens in all other walks of life.
You're talking about the referees more than anything else.
More than anything else. Yeah. So really, they've got no claim over a bookie, I don't think. But a governing body or a person that oversees the rules of anything always, leaves themselves open for litigation, particularly after putting your hand up and say that that was wrong.
Well, yeah, and what Tony Archer, and he hasn't always got it right either, the new referees boss is saying on the Monday, well, they got that right, they got this wrong, they got this right. And in many cases, there was a try that should have been awarded and wasn't awarded. He's saying, oh, they got that right, when in fact they didn't. I mean, so...
Yeah. My wife's a Victorian, and she calls it rugby, like all Victorians.
Yes.
And even she sat there the other day in that Penrith game and said, can you tell me how that's not a try?
Yeah. That was young Zalesniak, the winger. That's the one we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
couldn't.
Well, I'm looking at a monitor, and because I go out and broadcast it, I know exactly what they're looking at. It's not as if they're looking at a different monitor to the one your wife looked at or I looked at. It's the same monitor with the same clear vision that the ball is on the line, and it's a try.
And the other thing too, Ray, is, and I spend a lot of time on social media now, all my whole life it seems, and nobody, even the most ardent of fans who the rubber the green's gone the right way, has said, nah, that was the correct decision.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, everybody.
Yeah. And they kept their job this week.
Yeah, that was rather odd.
All right, mate, have a good one. We'll talk next week. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
Jared Daffy from TatsBet, TatsBet.com, the place to go. And remember, gamble responsibly. The Rugby League quickly tonight. Eels and Rabbitohs, and David Morrow will be that one out at Parramatta. I'll be on Channel 9, the second game, Tigers and Bulldogs at ANZ Stadium. Tomorrow, David will be at the game at 5:30 between the Sharks and the Titans from Remondus, which is Shark Park. and then Chris Warren will call the game between the Dragons and the Seagulls. Now, repeating, that game will come on at noon on Channel 9, the Warriors and the Broncos. That's on Sunday because they've got the cricket on at 2 o'clock. So the Warriors-Broncos will be the live Channel 9 game on Sunday from midday. And then the game at 2 o'clock live on Fox will be the Roosters and the Raiders, and it'll be called by David Morrow and the rest of the team. We'll be making our way back from Tullabashil. And Monday Night Football comes from up in Townsville, where the Cowboys host the Storm.